obligations here.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not hearing the show. Marty, we're up. I can't, but I'm hearing nothing but music.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
What am I doing?
I'm hearing his music.
That's all I do.
And I need all the time I can get here.
Oof. Hey, maybe.
We're on. Hello. Hey, maybe. We're just sitting here eating hot dogs.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Or is this... Hey, Michael Reiser, can you shut the studio door, please?
Anything you say goes on the Dolly McCarthy Show. I'm going to do anything you say.
You know, when you're here just jamming French fries, like a handful of French fries, down your throat.
I say it's a good coating. It gives that resonance
to the voice. All right, don't get me started. Don't get started yet. Here we go.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GET-LIMO.com. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com or give them a call at 630-355-6240. Hey, your first lesson is free, but all you have to say is the magic word, Dolly. Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com. The Naperville Park District, where recreation and... I almost said recreation is their middle name.
You need a cocktail? Are you all right?
I need an injection. The Naperville Park District, they provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life of our community. Check out NapervilleParks.org. Bricconi's, locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that is family-owned and operated. Italian food doesn't get any better than that. Check out Bricconi's.com. And Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out NaperSettlement.org. And, by the way, those Wednesday walking clubs, they're back, people. Now through October, join them anytime between 8 and 9 a.m. on Wednesday at the beautiful grounds of Naper Settlement.
Hello, Dolly.
I said
hello.
Dolly. What's up, girl?
She's breaking the news.
I said
hello.
To the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah.
That's not right.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Yes, you are listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show, not Molly McMurphy, whatever that is.
Glad to have her. Man, I didn't know Michael Reiser could dance like that.
Oh, yeah. I'm the best.
And you don't know that my voice can change so quickly from a, you know, high tone to low tone. Hey, listen, everybody. That voice you just heard, that is the voice. The voice is in the studio today.
The golden voice.
Wayne Messmer, a Chicago legend, Chicago's very own, one of our favorite national anthem singers right here.
Right
so
here,
honored.
Right now on this Dolly McCarthy stage.
Yeah. So honored to have you, Wayne. And
it's
next
to
him,
here.
Say hello. Go ahead. Say a few words.
I'm going to introduce this guy.
Okay, go ahead.
There's I heard some, you know, people love the Cubs songs, and we're Cub people, and Dolly's got a Cub cap sitting there.
Dolly's got Cubs earrings on, too.
Well, I believe
it's all about
me.
The Cubs today.
You are decked out.
I didn't see
good.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't see you from the neck up.
Michael Reiser's in the house from the Michael Reiser Band.
Yeah.
And he's got an awesome new Cubs song out. It's going to be the official Cubs song of the year.
That's what I'm hoping
for. At least
for.
It is on this show.
And that's what I appreciate.
Who's got you, baby? Who's got
you
back, baby?
You got me. You feed me and you promote me, and I love you for it.
Tell me on his tune and why I should, as they say, drop the needle on the record.
Put the needle on the record. Not drop the needle on the record.
I don't think anybody out there even knows what a needle on a record is anymore.
Right,
I know, but that's dating myself.
You know, speaking of dating, we can't forget. Speaking of dating, 1946, that's not when the Cubs won the last World Series.
That would be correct.
No.
That would have been 1908.
1908. We are all about the Cubs here today. It's, you know, I love the Cubs, and, you know, I'm a fan of Michael Reiser and Wayne Messmer, and so what better day when it's raining out? It's Holy Thursday, if you're
Why
listening
not?
On Thursday.
Perfect.
It's raining out, and it's just like opening day at Wrigley Field.
I'm telling you. I hope. That wind is brutal out there.
Oh.
You know, this will be, as I stand there, I mean, what a privilege I realize it is that I'll be standing there on Easter Sunday night singing the national anthem for the 31st consecutive opening day for me. And then I'll do about 30 games this year, pre-selected. And it's just fun. It's just a great privilege to do that and do that many times. I probably counted somewhere closing in on 4,000 or so.
Wow.
When you count all of
4,000 times you've sung the national anthem?
Yeah.
Does that include in the shower, too?
I thought we weren't going to bring up the shower incident.
My understanding, there would be no math, Dolly. Okay, really quick, and then we're going to talk. But I do have to pay the electric bills, and I do have an important announcement to make. I want to thank this guy who drove all the way here from the northwest side of Chicago, my old hood. Marty came by with, Marty? He came in here so fast. Dan, though, we want to do a shout out to Dan over at Gene and Juge. Gene and Juge, 1946, founded by Chicago city worker Gene Mormino.
Hey, how you doing?
And it's an iconic hot dog stand. I grew up eating this stuff.
A lot of memories eating hot dogs 2, 3, 4 in the morning.
Oh
after
my!
That,
how
after,
about
after
it?
After shows,
couple
at
weeks
the
ago.
Thirsty Whale.
Where were you? A couple weeks ago, we were there. 1 a.m. The line was out the door.
It's amazing.
Place, I was with all my Northwest Side buddies.
Between midnight and than anywhere else.
I don't.
It's
I think
comfort the, food.
It's comfort, and it's the best. Okay, I posted something last week about, you know, people. Give me names of hot dog stands. Because I was in Chicago. I was downtown. I had a couple hours to kill. Imagine that. I had hours to kill. It was incredible. And I thought, I'm going to go on the hunt. I have my standard hot dog stands that I like to go to. I love the Wiener Circle.
We got Yojo's.
We love our Yojo's
from
on Northwest Side.
Right.
I grew up on Wrigley Field hot dogs. We couldn't have a Wrigley Field hot dog today. So we got the next best thing. Gene and Jude's, do you know how Gene and Jude's came about? Listen to this.
I think we're
a little history
out.
Here. 1946. he's out of the ballpark every time. In 1946, city worker Gene Mormino was at a Cubs game at Wrigley Field. Where else would the Cubs be in 1946? Cubs game at Wrigley Field when Gene decided if he added French fries to his hot dog, it would give it a gratifying dose of saltiness and crunchiness. Well, the crunchiness is gone. These hot dogs, the fries are more soggy, which we love. So based on that idea, he started a hot dog stand at Polk and Western Avenue in Chicago. But 3 years later, you know what happened?
I don't know what happened.
In true Chicago fashion, he lost that entire stand to a card game in 1949.
And probably a card fan. I mean, St. Louis Cardinals, you know? Don't get me started on that.
Okay, I really hope that we are. Are we live, Marty? Are we really on the air? I don't know what's going on here. I can't see anything. We are good. Marty is my awesome producer. Anyway, okay.
You call everybody Marty, the guy with the hot dog.
I did call the guy
Marty. His name
it's actually
Marty.
Dan. Dan over at Gene and Jude.
Okay.
1950, Gene gathered up enough money and moved operations to the current location in River Grove, also taking in a friend and coworker whose name happens to be Jude.
Jude.
Hey, Jude. Wow. That's where the song is coming from.
From Gene and Jude, right?
Beatles were in line at Gene and Jude.
The Abbey Road with them crossing the street. Those lines were right outside Gene and Jude said, come on in. Hey, you know what?
Only McCarthy would know that.
Thank you, Gene and Jude. We love you. Jeez, thank you for the hot dogs. Thanks for the breakfast of champions. I've never had a hot dog this early. I may have had a beer or two this early.
Good morning.
Just kidding. Kidding. Well, bloody with the chaser, right?
Yeah,
that's allowed. That's allowed.
St. Patrick's Day.
You know,
if you're from Wisconsin,
actually, not St. Patrick's Day for the Cubs openers. You know, sometimes they were at noon, and so we'd have to gather together with the friends.
You got
to
get in the spirits.
Okay, real quick, and then you two clowns over here will be able to talk. It's a Chicago show. I'm kidding. They're
I'm
not
putting
clowns.
On my
These
accent.
Guys are
right.
Are
I'm
awesome.
Putting on my accent right now, Dolly.
Turning Point Autism Foundation. Let me just tell you, April, did you know what April is? April is Autism Awareness Month, April 2nd, which is today, if you're listening to this show on Sunday on CKG. Hello to all my CKG fans out there. I love you, my new listeners. There's more fans listening to Wayne and
Hello.
Michael Reiser right now. But I'll take them as mine. Anyway, so April is Autism Awareness Month, and today you're supposed to wear blue, and I'm proud to say I'm wearing cubby blue. So
I got
awesome.
Some blue going on.
Yes, and you've got the blue Cubby pin on, too. Michael Reiser, where's your
blue? I'm in full Cubs uniform. Who's going to say different? We're on the radio.
All right, there you are.
That's right.
So today, let me just point out.
He's dressed like Ronnie Woo-Woo today.
In 2004, one in every 10,000 children was diagnosed with autism. Today, that number is staggering, 1 in 68. As instances of autism continue to grow, so too does the need for resources, services, and real-time solutions to the challenges faced by those on the spectrum and their loved ones. Turning Point Autism Foundation is committed to providing that service. To learn more or to participate in Autism Awareness Month this April, please visit www.turningpointautismfoundation.org. Love this group. Love them. They were part of the 17 charities that benefited from the First Look Chicago Auto Show Charity Ball. So they're definitely worthy for sure. So check them out. Really quick here, a couple announcements, guys. Sorry. I know, they're
I'll
waiting so patiently. I made them come early. Just eat your hot dogs.
Wow.
You want to do one? Okay,
yeah,
you
one.
Definitely can do one. Here.
The whole thing? Jeez, like an hour and a half. You want me to do this right now?
Yes. Wayne Messmer, folks.
I want to remind you all, the Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of the 12th annual Cuisine for a Cause. You must say it like that. It is a cuisine for a cause. It's a fundraiser for Naperville Cares. April 25th, 2015, at Navistar. 6:30 till 10:30 p.m., guests will enjoy samples of signature dishes from over 20 popular Naperville area restaurants, along with open bar, wine and beer tasting, and live and silent
can
auctions.
Can you speed it up just a tad?
Oh, no, this is operatic. I'm enjoying
this. And you guys want
to
time it off, okay.
Please, if you don't mind. This is what I do. The evening's attire. Black and white or any combination thereof, you register online or call now 630-369-0200. 630-369-0200.
Thank you. Wayne Westmore.
My happiness.
Tri-City Family Services is a leader in providing the counseling and other mental health services that strengthen our community. I'm eating a hot dog from Gina Juice right now. I'm choking on it as I'm reading. The best part is Tri-City Family Services is accessible to everyone because of the agency's sliding fee scale. Its 26th annual gala and benefit will take place on Saturday, April 18th at the Pheasant Run Resort in St. Charles. Picture this. Supporting healthy families is the theme for this year's event, and the celebration will include dinner, silent and live auction, a special vacation raffle, entertainment, and dancing. Tickets cost $110 per person. For more information about Tri-City Family Services, or to register for the gala, visit tricityfamilieservices.org. Okay, really quick, I promise you this is quick. We're going to have a really fun show, as we always do. You know I bring you good guests, and I have two awesome guests. They're good, double good here. And
that gurgle
good
in
news.
Dolly McCarthy.
That was me. Did you hear that gurgle? jingle. That was my throat from the Gene and
That's
Jude.
That's the Gene and Jude slide.
Freaky fries
That's
going
the
down.
Famous Gene and Jude slide. We did it every time.
I love it. And we always have a good laugh. There, I guarantee
you
a good laugh. There, you all got one.
I've already had my first dog. I'm waiting for my second and third.
There's a box full of dogs here. I mean, we can feed the whole floor here.
We'll devour those like wild dogs.
If you've never had
ourselves.
A Gene and Jude, the fries on the dog, you got to have it together. Okay, all right. So the Dolly McCarthy Show is also a proud sponsor of the annual 360 Youth Services Spring Ahead. Let's Celebrate Mom 10K, 5K, Kids Obstacle Course, and get this. This is my favorite.
Go ahead.
A high heel dash.
Oh.
On Sunday, May 3rd, starting at 8 a.m., check out 360youthservices.org to register for this run.
Michael and I are going to run in high heels.
That's only Friday nights, Wayne. That's only on Friday nights.
I want to see. Oh, next year I'm going to challenge you. The Naperville Alarm Company is pleased to be the official sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They serve families and businesses. They've been doing it for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NapervilleAlarm.com customize a security system to suit your needs. System monitoring starting at $19 per month. And guess what? If you are a listener of the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, I am.
And you say the magic word, which is
Dolly.
There you go. You get 20% off installation. And I really like this system, by the way, because I use it on my phone, too, which is so
cool. Of course you do.
Okay, we're going to take a little quick commercial, and we're going to come back. We're talking to Michael Reiser with the Michael Reiser Band. He's
there
a
he
guy.
Is.
He's one of my guys,
one
from,
the
guys
from
the
Northwest
Side.
One of the guys from the Northwest Side, Dolly.
Amen.
And he went to Holy Cross High School.
Holy Cross.
Right next door to my alma mater, Mother Guerin. But now we both went to the same high school. We could tell people we went to Guerin Prep.
That's
together.
Right. That's right. Yeah. We can blend it all to Guerin. Guess what else?
What else?
Like I was telling before the show, Wayne and I, we're both Loyola alumni.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
How about that?
We
got the whole Catholic Holy Trifecta tied in for Holy Thursday.
Yes. Yes.
Ba-dum-bum.
Well, I mean, one more thing that just absolutely ties it together perfectly. It's... You know, you have to think about Holy Cross on Holy Thursday. Holy cow.
Now you're talking.
You know, I got one thing to say about that. That was an absolute amazing impersonation of Harry Carey. But I'll tell you why I can top that. He's here with
this
us today, folks.
This is the last time this year. So let me hear you. Good and loud.
And
I'm Gary. All one. A two, a three. Hey, take me out to the
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manel Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression-free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Center. Voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, thank you, Robbie Gold, very much for that. Hey, Robbie Gold. He's not here today because he's getting ready for his gig.
He's here
like
in spirit.
I think he's the official entertaining singer for the Cubs. Like Wayne is the official national anthem singer. I mean, he's like the face, the voice of Wrigley Field.
Mr. Cubs.
Outside Wrigley Field, the Captain Morgan Club. where you find many fine
many.
Folks hanging out. Robbie Gold entertains them. He'll be there opening night from, I think it's 6 to 8, Robbie, right? He'll be there before the game. Go check him out. Robbie Gold, one of my favorite singers in Chicagoland.
In the world.
And the other favorite singer I have, or two other favorites, and they're right in front of me. Listen to me. Oh. Anything to get you guys on. No, I'm kidding. Michael Reiser is here with the Michael Reiser Band. He's got a great Cubs song we're going to play for you. This is the new song for the Cubs, as far as I'm concerned. I love this song. It's called, Michael?
The Cubs Will Do It Again.
Do It Again. He actually gave me the CD, but I already downloaded the music. Sure, I downloaded it. I pay for the music, and you give me the CD. You can even sign this. I love
I'm
it.
Gonna sign
Wait
for
you guys turn
with
the
Gene and Jude's mustard.
Okay, that's not me.
Yeah,
yeah do it in that blood ink. We'll do it in mustard ink. Like that's the
well, blood
time.
Would be metal. Blood would be metal.
And Wayne Messmer is here.
Hi there.
He is. He's got a book out called The Voice of Victory.
Yeah, it's been out for a long while.
It's been out for a while, but I finally caught up and read it,
well,
folks, and it is worth it. It's not. It's not been that long. Just a few years, Wayne.
Well, the story is. That's shelf life.
The story is timeless. Everybody in Chicago. You know, Wayne, you are a Chicago legend, and dare I say this, this is Holy Week. It's Holy Thursday. When you all hear this, some of you, it'll be Easter Sunday. And the book is, it's a true-to-life message about faith and determination, and I don't know what your beliefs are, but I believe in God, and this is my show, and I can say what I want to say. I'm kidding. And I believe that's what, Wayne, you talk about in your book, your faith. It's an autobiographical account of Wayne Messmer, and the book is it talks about his career in broadcasting, which I love, that near-fatal experience of being shot in the throat during an armed robbery attempt after you sang the national anthem at a Blackhawks game.
Yeah, which I had done for 13 years at old Chicago Stadium. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know,
And he was, you. Let me just, hey, be quiet. Yeah. Starting out as a soloist at, the, listen to me, I love
be
him.
Be quiet. You got your voice back. You were shot in the throat. You can talk
he
now. Now be quiet.
He started out as a soloist for the Chicago. I got to give you a proper introduction, my friend, and then you can talk and talk and talk. But I want to give you a proper. I've been thinking about
Michael,
this.
Michael, high five.
He started out as a soloist for the Chicago Sting soccer team.
Love.
At the old Chicago Stadium.
Whoa. The barn. Wow.
And then years as the voice for the Blackhawks,
13.
The Chicago Wolves games.
Yep.
Still, you're still the owner.
You. 21 are, years now, 21 years.
Can you believe the Wolves, 21 years. And for many, many, many years, how many years? For the Wrigley Field, for our Cubs.
21.
Legendary.
And you were also
legendary.
The announcer inside.
For many years, I was the announcer inside your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what,
now batting number 24.
So Wayne, like Dollar everybody Trump. In Chicago knows Wayne Messmer, but there's that younger generation that I think it's important to, like, give the history.
No,
thing. Wait a minute.
I would not
amazing.
Disagree. You know, and it is funny because you meet somebody, and doing the national anthem is a multi-generational thing. So, you know, the grandma will come up, oh, Wayne, I love what you do, Mr. Messmer, that kind of thing. I give you the hug. You know, and then the mom says, oh, we remember you from the stadium days. You know, okay, cool. And then because at Cubs convention, the biggest event there is bingo.
Really?
2,500 people mad about playing.
Oh, it's in Arizona.
No. I'm talking about it.
Oh, the
Cubs
Chicago
convention.
One? Oh, the
in Chicago?
Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm the bingo caller. So.
I love it.
After all, I mean, from a number of years. So the grandma will say, oh, we love the way you sing. We're so happy you come back. Your voice is blue. And then, you know, the mom will say, you know, the hug. But the little kid will say, oh, you're the bingo guy.
Get out.
I'm telling you.
It's like 3, 4.
That's why I'm you
know what, Wayne, 14.
You talked
Gene
about in
14.
Your book. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wayne talked about in his book, you know, you had a very unique experience that most people don't get to experience other than George Bailey. You had a George Bailey experience.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And what was that like? What did that feel like to know the whole city, if not the country, was behind you, rooting for you? And daily, people were writing about you.
I remember that.
And,
remember yeah.
you know, and that's, I think people were already in love with you, but they fell in love with you even more.
Well,
because they realized that gift was almost gone. We almost lost you.
It is the, you don't realize what you have or sometimes appreciate it until you feel as though you may have lost it. Being the guy who had to go for months without nothing happening. Yeah. Now, you don't think you go through rage and anger over that, you know? I mean, like, Michael, you bust your hand. It's like, seriously. Yeah. Of all the things
that's
that
your
could
whole
have
identity.
Happened,
it's your whole
you know,
identity.
And when you're given the gift, I truly believe this in sharing gifts and looking at the gifts in our life, and if you don't use them, you're being very selfish. But I knew what I was given, but it was completely stolen. And people can't appreciate that because now they hear, oh, you guys sounds pretty good. You know,
just like it never
yeah,
happened.
It's amazing.
And I still sing, but I am telling you, the fact that I lived through that is quite amazing. The fact that I was able to continue to speak is remarkable. But the fact that I'm still able to sing is absolutely positively nothing short of a miracle.
I think it's kind of cool that after you were shot, you're the one that drove yourself back to get help.
What do you
think? That is amazing.
You know,
I read that in your book.
That's
I didn't realize
determination
that.
To live.
I did not
and
realize that.
People forget
that.
About
yes.
that. And
well, dying
until it happens to you.
And then he walked
you know,
in
know
the bar. What was the name of the bar? The Blackhawks.
Hawkeyes.
Walks in. Hey, I've been shot.
Right. Right. That's
and you're
exactly.
calming everybody down.
Hey, can you get me a beer? I've been shot.
Right.
Call 911.
Wayne, you were.
And we're taking some poetic
happens.
License on that. But I wasn't able to speak because when I did go back to this place to get help, and yes, you do have the adrenaline kick in because this stuff doesn't happen to you. You're in disbelief.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you drive back, you get out of the car. I can't, I'm, you know, and I'm probably looking like something seen out of the old West here. And I'm walking in and, I mean, knock on the door. I'm pretty obvious what was happening.
You actually knocked on the door?
Yeah, I had to. Because, you know, at that time they had already, they were in the process.
Okay.
You know, closing, but slowing down.
Unbelievable.
So, you know, sat down, wait for the police ambulance to arrive. You have no idea. But one of the things, it's interesting that you brought that up, Mark, because the way you did. Because it's not, I mean, you're thinking, geez, what I do for a living may have just come to an end. I think, I mean, I could not
Don't
make
you
it.
You identify yourself.
Yeah,
with
the only
your whole
sound
life.
I could make was kind of what I refer to as a death gurgle. I mean, it was ugly, ugly, dark moment. But I also thought, but who I am is not going to change. Okay, so I got to focus on that. And it became an amazing thing during recovery that a lot of people find some strength from what's written in the book. That where prayer came in, and a lot of it was just, you know, thy will be done. And I had to start accepting the fact that the voice may not come back after months. And it was devastating. So I started to going to school again and finished a PhD in psychology just in case I had to be a gravel-voiced psychologist. Like my old dad, Bob Newhart show, the show that I love,
yeah.
with Suzanne
yeah,
Blanchette, downtown.
Oh.
That's who I thought I was going to be. That's why I went to Loyola. So did he.
We're talking to Wayne Messmer today.
I'll be
today.
Mr. Carlin.
And Michael Reiser.
Yeah.
Wayne Messmer, the voice, is here. The official voice for the Chicago Cubs singing the national anthem. He'll be there opening night. Is this the first opening night they've ever had?
That would be an accurate statement.
Really? I'm accurate for a change. Okay.
Well,
right,
they certainly
well,
have not had
Sunday
an opening
night
since 1988 when the lights were put in.
Okay.
So historically, we only need to go back that far. And the answer is no.
No.
They have not had an
okay,
opening
okay.
night before.
Okay. So this is a first in since 88,
night.
You know. We're talking to Michael Reiser also, and we're going to come back, and you're going to hear his new Cubs song.
Yay.
Cubs will do it again.
Cubs
available
will do it again.
On iTunes.
I got to take a break, but before I go, I'm going to leave you with a little organ music. We all love this tune, don't we? We'll be right back. Here goes. You guys could sing if you want.
Like 14 hot dogs jammed down, and I feel like I'm a Mary Lou.
You know, know, I have to say, listening to when I just played Harry Carey, I got a little teary eyed.
Yeah.
I just loved that man.
I wish now they would just play that every game.
I would say, let's do it. Maybe
once
in a while.
There have been some moments that have been fun, but many others that aren't. And we don't need to name names. They speak for themselves.
All right. Hey, listen, the Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by the Naperville Trolley and Tours. The Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more.
How many trolleys do they have?
I think they have like four.
Okay.
Didn't I say that? It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. You know whose face is on the side of the trolley? So funny. Mr. Worley. Mr. Don Worley, he's the one who brought the trolleys to Naperville, but now his daughter, Annette, the trolley chick, she runs it. And
Don Worley.
He is so funny.
Is Don still with us? I see Don's still around.
I see Mr. Worley, and he says, hey, Dolly, I washed your face today. And at first, when he first came up to me, I'm like, what are you talking about? I forgot that. The show signs on the side of the trolley, and Dolly's washing probably. The trolley. And the Brightside Theater is Naperville's only professional theater performing in historic downtown Naperville. Presents Rodgers and Hammerstein's classical musical, The Sound of Music.
My heels are alive with the sound of music. Edelweiss.
Are you warming up?
Stuff.
You're going to sing the national anthem for us, right?
My
listenership just dropped. That's thanks a lot, Wayne.
No doesn't mean no. It just means not now.
The Brightside Theater is still
teaser for later on in the
is celebrating the 50th anniversary of the motion picture, and that's why they're setting up the live musical on stage. It's a great gift for Mother's Day and a wonderful event for the whole family. Hey, speaking of Mother's Day, how about it? Mother's Day, remember, The Sound of Music plays June 12th through June 28th, but you can get your mom the tickets in early May. For tickets, call 630-637-7469 or visit brightsidetheater.com. That's 630-637-SHOW. Speaking of shows, this weekend I'm going to the lovely Paramount Theater in Aurora to go see Les Miserables. Les Mis! I'm so excited. The last time I went to see Les Mis was in Chicago, and my seats were the worst seats ever. I was so disgusted. I left the theater. I won't even say the name of the theater.
A miserable experience, Sally.
So I'm looking forward to being joyously miserable at the Paramount.
You'll have a great time.
I've been so impressed with that Paramount Theater, the production
there.
It's fabulous.
And what a great venue. There was a show called Forbidden Broadway. I don't know if you saw this. It was a spoof on this stuff.
Yeah.
And every time they referred to that particular show, they would go, Les Miserables.
Got to get that. Blah.
That's a jazz thing, too. If somebody's playing a good riff, you know, Michael's like, know exactly what that means. Sorry.
That's okay. You know what?
I love my aunt Dolly.
Oh, Jakey, I love you, too. Usually Jakey says that at the beginning of the show. He's like my good luck charm for this show. I forgot about that. Jakey, thank you. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow. On Friday, we're going to color Easter eggs with Grandma tomorrow. I get to see my Jakey. Listen, Brejean Couture is a beautiful dress shop near downtown Naperville. It's your day, your dress. It's time to say yes.
Well,
amen,
sister.
Yes. By now, you've already said yes. If you're getting married or going to prom, they've got the perfect dress for every occasion. I love this place. I go there for my dresses, for the galas and charity events I go to. This is the place to go. I walk in there. I'm not kidding you. And they're like, okay, Dolly, you're wearing this. And I
hope that's where
I
you got the
them.
Black dress that you have posted on Facebook.
Oh, that black one that I wore to the Emmys?
I'm just asking.
That was before I found out about Brejean Couture. That actually I got off the rack at Macy's. But all the other dresses that I've won at three charity events this year and used Brejean. He brings up the black Macy's dress.
Always.
Macy's better pay for this spot. No, I'm kidding. But
and
no,
he's going for the bigger endorsement for you.
I
got deep pockets.
I don't endorse anything unless I believe in it. And, you know, speaking of which, let me just tell you that Naperville Alarm Company, that alarm company saved my life the other day because the alarm went off and the phone went off to tell me. The cops called me up. Turned out, though, it was my landlord. I forgot to give him the code. So he's like, no, I couldn't shut it off. And I had the phone.
That'll teach him.
I had the phone. He should have
SWAT team should have taught him.
They saved my life. No, actually, It's a great company. Okay. Onward and upward.
How'd that alarm go off? I think the guy tripped it when he was climbing out of the second floor window.
Should we play Michael Reiser's song? Hey, you know what? The Cubs are going all the way. This is the 1 year anniversary, 100 year anniversary of, right?
Nah. Yeah, was it last year?
I'm making stuff up.
You are.
This is the year. Didn't Marty call it? It's another Marty guy for you. Wait.
Another Marty.
Another Marty from Marty. Back to the Future said the Cubs are going to win.
Yeah, this is
World
right.
Series. This is the anniversary of that. Last year was the 100 year anniversary.
No, this is the year that supposedly
yes,
in 2015,
Back to the Future 2, to be specific.
Okay, let's clarify. Well, so we're having a special Cubs party here in the studio. We've got Gene and Jude's hot dogs. I'm sitting here looking at Wayne Messmer's book, the book I read, The Voice of Victory.
Hello.
Easy, quick read because it's very, very gripping. It's a great story of, you know.
I call it one man's journey to freedom through healing and forgiveness.
You know, Wayne, I believe everything happens for a reason. Why do you think that of all the places to get shot, why do you think you got shot in the voice, the throat? And why do you think you got shot, period? Why do you think this happened to you? There's always a reason for something. What do you think it is?
Well, nothing is random. I truly believe there's some kind of plan. You know, and the fact that the voice would come back, and I say this, believe me, all ego aside, that pretty good. You know, I mean, I can sing pretty well, and I sound okay when I speak. And I had that gift, and I was working radio. And I was doing narrations and all these other things, singing and, you know, everything else, a lot of speaking. And so have that gift, your most important gift taken away is a sledgehammer smacking you right. You know, and my thing when we get back to the issue of prayer while you're healing was not just to get well, physically well, but not a play on words, but I didn't want to get well. I wanted to become better. And so everything, when you live through this and all of a sudden your voice starts coming back like amazingly, like 5 months later. And it was 6 months and 5 days after the shooting, point blank, 9mm in the neck. But I came back, walked out, then Rosemont arrived on the red carpet, walked out, first ever Chicago Wolves home game, of which I am and still am a founding partner, vice president of. And I still sing every game, but we walked out there and I grabbed Kathleen's hand, and that's the cover of the book at the completion of that national anthem on October 14th of 1994. And it was a moment of tremendous exertion, tremendous. You know, and the people said, how did it feel? And there is no description for it. You know, because the crowd went sat like vacuum silent. And the announcer, who was my buddy Ed Vasinic, who was doing the PA at the time, said, 6 months ago, the voice was silenced. Tonight, he's back. And then, boom, I had Nancy Faust playing the organ. It was fun, you know, bum, bada, 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 bum, 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 silence. They needed to hear something.
Yeah.
And it's the moment of truth, because, you know, this thing was gone. I mean, it was gone, it was gone, it was gone. And every time I've sung for the past 20 years since, it's been an out-of-body experience, disbelief that I could just take a breath, and then suddenly, you know, oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light, et cetera.
Beautiful.
Can you keep going? Wayne.
That's the moment. That's the teaser for the next part of the show.
I got goosebumps there.
That's the teaser.
That's it. The voice will never be silenced again. And you know, I will make you did. You mentioned Kathleen. Kathleen is Wayne's lovely wife, and
my wife of 31 years.
I was so honored to meet her last month. Wayne came out to a charity event, and you sang for everybody there, and
we
a lot of young people there. We had some pizza afterwards at Bocconi's, and you have a chapter, tribute chapter to your wife called. What chapter number is this one? Chapter 14. I'll take you home again, Kathleen.
Which is like the Irish song.
Oh.
I'll take you home again, Kathleen, to where the grass is always green or something like that. It's one of those old, it's a rough one.
You guys have a really cute, fun relationship, but really you've had a lot of ups and downs, especially with what happened to you.
Well, yeah.
You know, ups and downs with your you know, going
yeah.
through what you went through.
Yeah.
But she was strong
yeah, no
woman.
Kidding.
Wow.
I mean, she really kind of looked at me when in the depth of things, and that was while I was still in the hospital, or in hospital. And she said, I think we should strive for and not accept anything less than complete recovery. I think, man, I'm all about that. Like a tracheotomy tube stuck. I got a sewer pipe sticking out of my neck. Still on a IV with all sorts of crap happening. And, you know, they had gashed me ear to ear to get the bullet out. The doctor's 10-hour surgery. And, you know, when I tell this story, about this point, people are starting to almost weep. So I have to lighten it up. And I say, so I can imagine myself keeping a sense of humor in the darkest time. When they had to open my neck, I pictured myself on the operating table looking like a Pez dispenser. So she doesn't laugh.
That's a visual.
Yeah. It's like, whoa, man.
Cherry flavor,
kiss
anybody?
Kiss yeah. me, honey.
Bloody cherry.
Whoa.
Wow.
So, yeah, you know, but it's got a happy ending. I mean, look, I'm here.
Yeah, amazing.
I'm here. Why did I get better? So I could be here today. You know what I mean? If somebody hears what we're talking about, and you know what, the whole forgiveness issue, man, I could like to just pile
well,
it on.
Well, you went
heavy.
To see this young man who
yeah,
shot you, 15-year-old kid, and you forgave him.
Whoa.
Wow.
It wasn't the boy who shot me. There were two young men involved. The whole legal system and justice system differentiation is a tremendous discussion itself. You know where it always goes.
Mm-hmm.
This was the boy who was there on the scene, who had been sentenced to 8, 10, 12, and 21 years concurrently. The 21 for a first-degree murder charge, because the kid who pulled the trigger went on the stand and said, I pulled the trigger with the intent of killing him. I'm to him in that sentence. Whoa. So that changed everything. The lessons learned from this experience have made me a wiser, better person.
No doubt.
And everything's a do-over. It's the George Bailey thing.
You have different colored glasses on, for sure, don't you? I mean, I've had a moment, like not like that, but everybody has a moment, and maybe not as traumatic as getting shot in the throat.
I hope not.
No, but I think a lot of times, and they call it middle-age crisis sometimes. Well, no, it happens early. It happened earlier for me. I had a very dear friend who died from skin cancer. And it was just, we were just talking a month ago. Everything was fine. And then he's gone. He bled to death. He didn't even know he had it.
Yeah, whatever you hear.
So that, for me, was a moment. But, you know, this.
Well, those moments, you know, they come in, they're a form of trauma, and they don't come in beautiful packages. I mean, you could be lied to. You could be cheated on. You could lose your job. You could be swindled. Any of those things. Great disappointments. Or you could be injured or, God forbid, shot. Which is an injury as well. But, you know, it's not what happens when you do get knocked down. It's really the your reaction to it and how mm-hmm. how strong you come back. I came back with a different focus. I was pretty well on track and focused when that happened. So I didn't have a lot of retooling to do. It was just like, holy cow, man. Boom.
How incredible to wake up, though, from that.
Yeah.
You're surrounded by all that love in the form of letters and cards. And thank God this was before email and texting, because you would have never been able to keep up. But no, that was just incredible. So I'm so glad that you were able to finally get in the studio. And the book, if you want to read it, it's a great read. The Voice of Victory. If you don't know the complete story of Wayne Messmer, well, not the very complete. He's still got book two, right, Wayne? You got the second half of your life going here. But
yes,
this is a great read.
You get
read.
It on Amazon.
It's a good read. Very gripping in the beginning. And then I love how you go into the history of your broadcast career. If you love radio and the TV broadcast industry, as I do, even if you're not in the business, this is a great historical account of even like the things that happened in Chicago with Chicago sports. And then the chapter about his wife, and then about forgiveness. So
it's kind
it's
of a story.
Read.
Thank you. And it's kind of a story, as I like to say, from a guy who lives life with his eyes open. You know, and I think we all should. And we're creating moments. And moments, we sometimes don't understand the true value of a moment until it becomes a memory. And then we go, whoa, that was really cool. You know, so whether it's standing at home plate and singing at opening day or any day or or Michael, when you've got an upcoming show coming up, rather than just like just rocking it, really touch the audience. You know, what does it take to make it an unforgettable moment that you're there? Talk about your show coming
up. Yeah. Now, that was Wayne Metzler. I'm going to switch over to Michael Reiser. For people that are just joining the show, Michael Reiser is in the house. We're going to let him talk.
And Wayne Metzler has become my agent.
And I was actually going to ask you to sing the national anthem for us. It's up to you. This would be a good moment, and then we're going to transition into
Beautiful.
Michael Reiser, because he's got a great song, and I can't wait to play it. We played
it
here many
times.
Well, everyone's waiting for you, the voice.
No.
Come on. Listen to me. Come on now. Hey, give me that. I'm going to take those hot dogs away from you.
I want to clear my throat for a second.
Then, Lena will do, why don't we play Michael Reiser's song? But, Michael, let's talk about this song. Why did you write this song?
Why did I write it? Because it's time. It's time. The Cubs have new ownership. They've got a new manager. They got new players. They got big new TV monitors all over the bleachers. They've got new bleachers. It's time for a new song. This is a new time. It's been long enough.
When would you prefer this song is played? You're saying like replacing Go Cubs Go?
Oh, I'm not saying replace. I'm saying this has got to be a high-energy song to take on a high-energy team. This is a different team. There's a different spirit this year. This is a high-energy team. We want something that reflects a pure Chicago kind of a feel and a style.
So you got to tell me where this song fits in. I mean, we're talking jukebox when you get hammered across the street.
Hammered? Everywhere. I think the song can fit in anywhere.
I say it's a great song at the end of the game.
The end of the game.
So whether they won it, which they will win every game this year,
this is gonna fit.
I don't think so, Wayne. I think they're gonna go all the way.
Win
Michael
every
Reiser.
Yeah, they're gonna be powered by this song.
Michael Reiser is a guy from the northwest side of Chicago.
Holy
and he
cross.
Wrote this
That's
song.
Right.
Perfect person to write this song.
Growing up
at Harlem and Addison. A lot of pain in his life dealing with the Cubs.
Yeah,
all of us had.
Yeah.
And so this is a blood, sweat, and tears song. Definitely the tears. But, Michael, you also wrote a song for Delta Airlines. He's a very accomplished musician. I've seen your Michael Reiser band play at the Home Bar.
Yes,
you've
been with us.
Great time in Arlington Heights. And you've written, you've done a song for Delta Airlines. Are you a millionaire now?
I didn't do a song for Delta. They found my song Rise. It's the title cut from my debut album Rise, and they used it then for their marketing. It makes sense. It's an airline, right? Rise.
It's
better than the alternative, right?
You either are a millionaire or you get to fly for free, or you get as many hot dogs as you want.
They serve me an extra Coke when I fly.
How can people hear this song? It's called The Cubs Will Do It Again.
They can hear it on my website. By the way, I'd love
hear it now after, if you after, play it, for God's
after,
sake.
After you play it, I'd love people to sign on to michaelreiser.com. No fancy spelling, Michael Reiser, RISER.com. Leave me a message. Let me know what you think. Leave me a message, and I'll send you a free MP3 of it.
Wow.
And if you don't want to leave me a message because you're private, just shell out the whole $1.99 on iTunes and go to iTunes and get Cubs Will Do It Again by Michael Wright.
Hey, you know, it is a really good song. My kids enjoy it. Okay, I'm going to play. I'm going to shut up and play it.
All right.
Woo-hoo. Not many people could get me to shut up, but Michael Reiser can. Here we go.
From the town of the blues, there's a team. Where's the country to? They've been up, they've been down. Throughout it all, we've always had the best fans around. There's a growl in the air, we've been hearing the roar. The Cubs will do it again, just like they did it before. The Cubs will do it again, just like they did it before. They can close a couple times, but it's a year for more. They're revving up their bats and getting ready to score. The Cubs will do it again, just like they did it before. I've been told bunch of times about some curse from 1945 from a man with a ghost, cause they were thrown out of the park by some security guy. By now they go to bed, it means the curse is gone. The Cubs will do it again, cause now it's time to move on. The Cubs will do it again, just like they did it before. They get close a couple times, but it's a year for more. They're living up their best and getting ready to score. The Cubs will do it again, and then they'll do it some more. Yeah, we'll shout it from the bleachers till you understand. Kind of fame it takes to be a Cubs fan.
If you never stop believing, let me hear you roar, cause I'm doing it again, just like you did before. Yeah. Records on the fields are old as hell as fan steel. We foul balls from our own players' hands. We fell for things you still believe in. If you understand, say yeah. 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 Come and do it again, just like they did it before. Vision grows a couple times, but it's a year for more. The revving up the fence and getting ready to fall. Come and do it again, and then they'll do it some more. Yeah, we're shining from Chicago, will you understand? Kind of thing it takes to be a Cubs fan. If you never stop believing, let me hear you roar. Come and do it again, just like they did it before.
One more, boys!
Never stop believing, let me hear you roar. Yeah,
come on, let me hear you roar, Chicago.
Cause we'll do it again, just like you did it before, baby.
That's the five ball, beat the left side.
You know, yeah, I got to tell you, you know what a cool moment it is for me as an artist, the guy who wrote the song, sings on it, to hear that song played here in the studio with you. You're the first station, by the way, that has played that song on the air. Now I've got several playing in the Chicago area, which is real nice. Some there's a TV station looking to do something with us next week. But it's so cool doing it here in the station with you and hearing and watching Wayne Messmer, the voice of the Cubs, sitting here and listening to my song. It's a surreal moment. It's a surreal moment.
Yeah. We've had a couple teary-eyed moments in the show.
Exactly, man. That's exactly what we're talking about. Is recognize, you know, oh, yeah, I'm Dolly's show, and some schmuck next to me singing. So, so. You know what I mean? If you kind of absorb who everybody is, this is a trio of a conversation that could never possibly happen without one of us here.
Pretty, you know, it's a pretty neat synergy.
Yeah, and Dolly gives a cool stage here for that. That's a cool tune, man. I like it.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Available on iTunes and on michaelreiser.com. And leave me a message if you like the song out there.
And I will put more information on Facebook about it. But I love also how you didn't know this was going to happen. No one knew that Ernie Banks was going to pass away, and that song was already made.
No, no, I wrote that song already with the tribute to Ernie Banks.
Who was in there?
Pardon me?
Let's play two.
Let's play two.
Right at the end. Did you hear that?
And you know what? I've got the voices of both Jack Brickhouse, and Harry Carey at the end. If you know it. You can't be a Cubs fan without loving Jack Brickhouse.
I just got goosebumps. And I met Jack Brickhouse once, 25 years ago.
I loved him. I
got goosebumps when I met the guy. Okay, now we've got maybe 5 minutes left on this show, and I would like to hear the voice thing.
I mean, tell you, pal. You know,
are you ready? You ready to sing? Right. We got 5 minutes.
All right, simmer down. It only takes a minute.
Okay.
Simmer down.
We all know where to go to hear Mike, or to play and buy Michael Reiser's song.
That's right. Go to michaelreiser.com, michaelreiser.com.
Wow.
Or go to iTunes, of course. Look for Cubs Will Do It Again by Michael Reiser.
Cubs.
Just, I'll tell you what, and you don't even have to buy it. If you take a moment, leave a message on my website guest book page, I'll send you a free MP3.
All right.
What a beautiful guy.
And so new ownership, new manager, new players, new TV broadcasting channel, and newly renovated ballpark, and now a new song.
Yeah,
Michael Reiser.
Time
great
for a
job.
New song.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dolly.
New song. But we
the ground cheers.
And then the old song, the Oseka and You See, still sung by the old guy.
And that's I'm getting goosed. This is a moment.
You don't have to stand up.
I'm standing up, and I'm going to take
my
hat off.
Watch it now.
And I'm putting my heart.
Our friend, Chicago legend Wayne Messmer, singing the national anthem. Please
rise. The Star Spangled Banner. I love to say, before I sing, first of all, I will sing now because I can. And if you know my story, I also say before the national anthem is sung, we should always take a moment to think of the young men and women a half globe away who are still putting their lives on the line so that we can be silly and eat hot dogs and play radio. You know, without walking past armed guards. So long may she live. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, when the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of
nobody sings it like you, Wayne. I love the way you end that, the way you cap it off.
Wee.
For me, growing up on the northwest side of Chicago, being a Chicago gal, Michael Reiser too. I'm sure you agree with this. We've been hearing you since we were kids.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not that old, and we're not that young, but we're not that old. No, but you know what? And so when I hear you sing it, it just takes me back to almost so many great memories.
Good.
At Chicago. Parks and,
I know,
and
Chicago
just,
Stadium was great. The NHL All-Star Game. And people go nuts over this stuff.
You know but,
right
but I'm saying,
right
but to you, your voice, everybody has their way of doing it. Sure, it sounds similar enough. But I love your little, what do they call it at the end of a signature? Your little swoop at
the
end
there.
It is
nobody does it like Wayne Messmer. Beautiful. Thank you, Wayne,
you're so
for
kind.
That.
I'm belching now from the hot dogs.
That's what gave you that extra resonance.
All right, so parting thoughts. We're almost out of time. John Lester on the mound Sunday. I think win or lose, I say they're going to win.
They're taking it.
What's the score?
They're taking it. I'm calling 5-3.
Okay.
5-3, the final from Wrigley Field.
Let's leave it on.
Michael Reiser's here with the group.
You heard it here
I
first.
I like it, Michael. Hey, Wayne.
Yeah.
Let's do a little. Go take us back to when you were the Cubs announcer in stadium. And
that wasn't all
what
that
did you
fun.
Say?
You read a lot of goofy commercials, and between innings,
didn't you say
but,
something about welcome Chicago. Please,
oh yeah. Oh yeah. When I would introduce myself, that's kind of fun. Ladies and gentlemen, to honor America, will you all please rise and join along with me, Chicago Cubs public address announcer Wayne Messmer, in the singing of our national anthem.
We should have done that before you sing.
Yeah,
I love it.
You can always edit it in.
When I was with the Sting, I remember I was doing God Bless America, and I would go out and say, well, somebody else will announce you. And I think, okay, great, but it's a non-announcer. So I'm down there, and somebody says, now doing God Bless America, Wayne Messmer. I say, what? That's anonymous, man. I got to wear it.
It's like a subway announcer.
Yeah, it's rough.
I really, I can't tell you, the both of you, I adore you both so much. Thank you so much for coming out. What a great way to kick off the season with
Thanks
Wayne Messmer and Michael Reiser. Michael, good luck with that song. It is
Thank you.
A great
Thank you,
song.
Darling.
It's a classic. And I really appreciate you playing and sharing it with our
and
listeners.
I hope your fans also come out to see, this is a couple of months away almost, but we got a big show coming up at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan on May 30th
with
another radio
station. We'll remind
everybody
of that. No worries. Wayne, good luck Sunday night.
Thank you.
Stay out of trouble, okay?
I'm all
Go
right.
Go straight home after that game.
I will. Yeah, no kidding.
I'll see you on Tuesday at Wrigley Field. One last word. Yes, go ahead. We have like 2 seconds.
You go into the city, here's my lesson. Take the valet parking.
On those words, everybody, you know, we love to end the show on a good note, and we certainly have with Michael Reiser and Wayne Messmer. And I always tell everybody, be good to everybody. Be good to each other. Take care of each other. And happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter.
Thanks for listening.
Happy Easter, Wayne. Happy
Later.
Easter, world.
Thank you.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.